Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special presentation of a show on the Newport Music Festival. The Newport Music Festival is running July 7th through the 23rd, celebrating its 49th season in Newport, and under the direction of Mark Malkovich. Once again, it looks to be a spectacular program. If you're not familiar with the festival, it takes place in lots of different locations. I think there's 8, 9, 10, maybe 12 different locations. You can find out all about the festival details by going to newportmusic.org. That's newportmusic.org. And if you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way, you can call the telephone number at the office, 401-849-0700. I'm Mike Mano, and I'm happy to be hosting tonight's program with our special guest that's come all the way from beautiful downtown Boston, Massachusetts. And his name is Michael also Unterman. He is a cellist, and he is the programming coordinator of the group called A Far Cry. Welcome, Michael. Nice to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Nice to see you and meet you, and I'd like to find out a little bit about you and all the things that are involved with a group called A Far Cry. First of all, let's start with you. A Massachusetts native, or you come from some other part of the country?
So originally, I'm actually from the other coast, from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, that's too bad. We didn't check your passport when you came in, but we'll pretend you're okay.
It became a tricky situation when the Canucks played the Bruins in the finals in 2011.
Ooh, yeah.
Those were tough times. But anyway, you know, it's I came to Boston as a 17-year-old for college. Went to the New England Conservatory for my bachelor's degree, also master's. So I've kind of been around the Boston area for 11 years now.
A conservatory man. All right. Well, I was a BU guy, and we didn't like you guys either.
Yeah, somehow, like, the NEC and BU, like, rarely connect. But yeah. No, it's both
New England Conservatory, and studying the cello from the beginning, or?
Exactly, yeah. A couple performance degrees. Studied there with Lawrence Lesser for my undergrad, and then Natasha Brofsky for a master's degree.
Now, you're probably a little bit older than when you would have been in getting training in music to watch The Big Bang Theory and decide you wanted to be just like Leonard, playing the cello. So how did that interest come about for you?
Yeah, I think sort of a combination of very organically, but also slightly against my will.
Oh, okay.
I think, but no, both. I have two older brothers. Both of them took violin lessons, sort of traditional Suzuki group classes. And I think I used to hang out as a very young child in the violin classes, and apparently I had the habit of sitting very quietly, attentively for the first couple minutes, then quietly sneaking out the door to the cello class next door.
Just kind of gravitated that way.
Something about it, yeah, sort of drew me in, maybe slightly less screechy in as beginners. But yeah, I think just was very drawn to that from a pretty early age, and got hooked early on. Yeah.
All right. Now, let's. The Newport Music Festival is famous for bringing artists from all over the world. I know in the past there's been, I think as many as 75 or 80 artists coming in for the festival. They've come from many, many countries. One year, I remember Mark telling me he had over 18 countries represented, and I think that's maybe even more than that this year. But not that many come from nearby Boston, and not that many come as part of a group. Now, you played at the festival last year. Tell us a little bit about your experience as being a member of a group versus a soloist.
That's very interesting. Yeah, I think that's one element of A Far Cry that that all of us really value, all of the members really value about the group, which is sort of this feeling of a sum being greater than its parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in sort of in all aspects of the group, that we all work together and collaborate on programming, for example, that we all rehearse together without a conductor, so everyone sort of has equal input and buy-in. And it's sort of that that quality, both that there's a sense that we can contribute, but that we also have all of this extra input from our colleagues who we all, I mean, you know, there's so much mutual love and admiration all throughout the group, and it's just such a incredible source of strength and content. Yeah.
Well, I noticed that in the picture of your group, if a group does come to the festival, they're usually a quartet or a trio, something like that. But you have a lot more than that. There's what, a dozen of you, or
the full size of the group is 18.
18.
We perform with 18.
That's why you mentioned no conductor. That must be difficult with 18 people.
It's a trick. I think, you know, we're now in our 10th season, going into the 11th, and it's taken a bit of trial and error for sure to work all that stuff out. But I think we really do think of ourselves as a string quartet with 18 people. Uh-huh. And I think that's sort of the approach, the sort of the closeness of the connection that we feel to each other when we play, sort of the immediacy and the commitment is something that is certainly a trick, is a lot of hard work, but definitely possible with 18.
Excellent. All right, well, let's get to some music. I know you brought some music with you from the group. What do you have for us first?
So, yeah, I have a couple movements from the Tchaikovsky Serenade. This was a really important concert for us in September of this last season, so September 2016. This was sort of the opening of our 10th season. We invited back a lot of members who had been in the group, but have since gone on to other projects. So we had sort of a real mass group, and we decided to play the Tchaikovsky Serenade from memory, mm-hmm. Which was...
Hopefully everyone's memory was the same.
Yeah, well, I think by the time we got to the concert, it was. But it was a really... I mean, I think we're used to, in a far cry, sort of these... I think because of our method of working, again, with everyone contributing and with so much buy-in from everybody, I feel one of the things I love so much about the group is that the performances are always so committed, and that everyone is really believing in the product. Mm-hmm. I think this brought it to another level, to sort of remove the music stands, to be so connected to each other, to follow the narrative line of this huge epic piece, was really special. And as a matter of fact, it's also, we sort of in our process of getting ready to play it from memory, we did play it at the Newport Festival last summer, you know, sort of as our primer wind up. But yeah, it's this recording is a live performance from Jordan Hall, and is really special to all of us.
All right, we'll listen to that now, then take a short break and be back with more about the Newport Music Festival and A Far Cry.
Thank you.
Welcome back to WCRI's special presentation of the Newport Music Festival's 49th season, starting this week in Newport and surrounding areas. And there will be many, many concerts going on, as usual. WCRI is pleased to be one of the sponsors of this tremendous festival put on by Mark Malkovich and company. And his family has been involved in doing this for a long, long time. And it's a wonderful series. A lot of great musicians come from all over the world. I'm Mike Mano, the host of tonight's program, sitting with Michael Unterman, who is a cellist and has brought us some great music that you just listened to in that first segment. And the group that he is with is called A Far Cry. And Michael, people that are interested in A Far Cry, there's a website available for that?
That's right, yeah. Just go to afarcry.org.
Pretty simple. A, farcry.org. All right. Based out of Boston, Massachusetts. And his group have recordings that are available for purchase?
Oh, yeah. On the website, instead of all the other platforms you can imagine, Amazon, iTunes, all that stuff.
Okay, great. And beautiful music, I must say. And now, does the group... You mentioned that we were listening to a live performance from last September, and then obviously you performed at the festival last summer. How often does the group get to perform? Is this something that happens twice a year, five times a year?
Oh, a whole bunch, yeah. It's the group's really grown by leaps and bounds. We now present 11 sets in Boston every year, and then usually on top of that, a bunch of touring summer festivals like Newport. So yeah, it's a very busy group.
So is this, I don't want to say a full-time gig for you, but pretty much, or is it people are involved with other orchestras as well, normally in this kind of situation?
Exactly, yeah. Everyone in the group freelances, plays with other groups besides A Far Cry. But yeah, that's a complicated question, whether it's a full-time group or not. That's actually one of the sort of special things about the group, is that everyone... contributes on sort of the logistical, practical end as well. And so my position that you mentioned at the top of the interview, that I coordinate our programming, certainly feels like a full-time job. It
can be a challenge, I'm sure.
Exactly. Well, but it's a really fascinating process and so rewarding to be at the middle of it, to sort of be tapping, you know, all of these artistic minds within the group for sort of all the crazy programming ideas that come out, and sort of slotting that in to our season is just very cool to see it all come together.
Yeah. Well, sounds great, and certainly beautiful music. And speaking of that, let's get to some more beautiful music. What do you have for us next?
A couple different pieces, and I'm sorry I didn't bring along our resident Brazilian to pronounce the name of the first one, but it's Vila Lobos's Baquianas Brasileiras number 9, from a program that we did, I guess a year ago last September, so September 2015. Also, we also played this piece at the Newport Festival, just sort of a really fantastic, I guess, you know, Vila Lobos did a whole set of these pieces, sort of his take on, you know, I suppose if Bach had happened to take a vacation in Brazil and what might have come out of that. Then another live recording, Mozart's Adagio and Fugue, from a program we put together in Jordan Hall called Old School. So yeah, another piece, and we'll be playing some Mozart this week in Newport as well.
All right, let's listen to those two pieces and we'll come back and talk some more.
Thank you.
We are back on WCRI's special presentation of the Newport Music Festival, now in its 49th season, running in Newport and the greater Newport area, July 7th through the 23rd. For information and all the programming notes, you can go to the website newportmusic.org. Or for other information, you can call 401-849-0700. This is an outstanding festival. It's been going on for a long, long time, obviously, under the direction of Mark Malkovich, and there are literally dozens and dozens of artists coming in from 19 countries around the world. And tonight we've been pleased to feature A Far Cry, which is a group out of Boston, Massachusetts. They will be performing on Saturday evening at the Breakers, 8 o'clock. And they're a returning string orchestra. And sitting with us and explaining everything that's going on is Michael Unterman. He's a cellist with the group. And Michael, I want to thank you for coming in tonight. It's great to get all this information from you.
It's been great to come in. Thank you.
We have a little bit more to go. First off, I want to find out about the program that will be presented Saturday night at the Breakers by your group.
Exactly. So the centerpiece of this program is the Dvorak Serenade for Strings, which is sort of a staple of the string orchestra rep that we noticed about a year ago that we'd been sort of avoiding in our programming. And I think my thought was that it's because it's sort of a tough piece to pull off. I think we're used to Dvorak sort of being full of this rhythmic vitality and energy, and the serenade is a little bit more muted, or at least that's how it's usually performed. And I think that's something that we want to explore with the piece coming up, is how to sort of find that groove, subtle though it may be.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a challenge, to say the least.
For sure.
But that'll be Saturday night, as I mentioned, at the Breakers, July 8th. Festival is got wonderful, wonderful presentations. You can go from the Breakers to the Elms, to the Newport Library, the Redwood Library, all kinds of places that are doing performances. And this year, they're even doing a performance in Jamestown. So wherever you live, whether it's in Bristol at Blythewall Gardens area or down through Aquidneck Island or over to Jamestown, please take advantage of the Newport Music Festival. People come from all over the world, literally, to perform here and attend. If you'd like to make a donation, you can do that by going to the website at newportmusic.org. And the festival is presented by WCRI and corporate sponsors IGT, JetBlue, and Yamaha, along with Rhode Island's NPR station. So check it out. There's a lot of corporate sponsors and a lot of work that goes into putting this festival together. I know Mark Malkovich will be here in a couple weeks to explain how the festival is going, so we look forward to that show. And this is the first in a series of three that we'll be doing on the festival. My name is Mike Mano. I've been happy to be your host, and Michael Unterman, it was great to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, we'll listen to that last piece that's going to be, you're going to introduce to us now.
For sure, yeah. So this is, again, Dvorak at his grooviest, and it's the last movement of the American String Quartet that we arranged for string orchestra and performed last March.
Excellent. We'll see you next time on WCRI. Thank you.